Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound. Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hello?
Hey, Curtis, this is Keaton. How you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Curtis, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, this is Keaton. I spoke with you a couple weeks ago about the property on South River Road.
Right.
Yeah, were you still looking to sell it, or did you give up on that?
Well, no, it's I'm not counting the house. As a house,
I hear you.
So,
yeah, last time I spoke with you, I know you were either thinking about selling it to us or selling it to the county.
Right.
I got you. And I was just.
Are you calling to tell me something else you had come up with, or what?
I mean, I'd like to. Get some paperwork together if it makes sense for you and if it makes sense for me. And the biggest thing is what the investors are willing to pay for that, considering it's more than likely going to be a teardown, and it's just
right.
The land that we're buying from you. And what did you said the county? How much were they offering for? You said it was less than 40.
It was like. 30 years ago, they offered me 35 for it.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
28-30 years.
And if I offered anything lower than 35, what would you say to that?
No, I wouldn't sell them no longer than 35.
I got you.
I'd have to at least have. Yeah, I'd let it go for 35. No less.
You said you let it go for 35, no less?
I would let it go for there.
I got you. If I were to get some papers together for you, is there anything stopping you from filling it out today?
No.
All right, then, man. I think I'm willing to see if some of my investors would take it for that. I mean, it's going to be tight. Considering that it's going to be a teardown and it's going
that
to be
little section down below me, it ain't even number like 1/10 of an acre, and that's over a little over $6,000.
Mhm. But that was just an acre of land. There wasn't any work that was required. You know what I'm saying? Like we gotta tear down the building. We gotta clear it out, and that's gonna cost us some money.
Well, no, I don't want y'all clearing nothing out. Until I get done. That's
understood.
I want to be the one to go in and take stuff out of my house and clean out my building. And if you don't want the building on there, I can remove. Well, that's what I had intentions of doing, removing the building.
I hear you.
$35,000 on the cover. I got $4,000 in the building. I ain't even done with it yet.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how much time would you feel comfortable with to move all your stuff out of the building?
The house?
Yes, sir. How many days would you say you would need to?
30 days at least.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely make that work.
And it would have to be warmer than starting in March.
I got you. So you're probably closer to, say, 60 to 90 days is what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's see. January. Well, 60 days, really.
I'm willing to give you a buffer. We can do 90, and that'll give me.
Let me do it this way.
Talk to me.
You mail me something through my mail, like with your name and your phone number and.
Mm-hmm.
And something like that, so I can get a hold to you. Because I had trouble with my internet service. I had trouble with my phone and everything else. I just was able to get you through this time. I've been trying to answer the phone two, three times you've been called here today.
Yeah. I have, man. I've been blowing up your phone today.
All I get is like a fax thing.
Yeah, your phone is different. When I call you up, it says there's
green.
Like a screening. Yeah, it says it's got a screen for callers.
Right.
Which is interesting. I call a lot of people in one day, and you're the only one that does that.
Well, I done that because I had trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on my phone.
Okay. I can email you a bunch of our contact information. In fact, I can do that right now for you.
I want you to mail me something through the mail. Let me give you my address.
All right. I'm ready to write it down.
The Gmails and stuff, like I say, I have lost a lot of things, and I tell people and try to get back to them, and next thing I know, the internet went down, and I have to go get my new device, and everything I have is gone.
Hmm.
So I fell into that.
I'm ready for it.
You get the 900 down?
900?
Yeah. Back Run Road.
Back Run Road.
Road. Natural Bridge Station, Virginia.
Natural Bridge Station,
Virginia.
Virginia. All right.
Zip code
1579.
And then it's 1579? Let me just check, make sure that's right.
Two, four, five, seven, nine.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
2 4 5 7 9. Yes, sir. All right, I got it right here. I got 900 Back Run Road, Natural Bridge Station, Virginia, 2 4 5 7 9.
Right.
Okay. I'm
that seems to be. I don't want to be charged with closing costs and all of that stuff either.
Yes, sir.
So this will be a flat 835 for it. I know the closing costs that I've had that stuff thrown on me not long ago. It ended up costing me $1,000.
You know, I can do that for you, Curtis. I got it. Actually, I have the paperwork. I can get working on it today, and then you can look it over. And I mean, if it makes sense to you, then you know we can sign off on it. And it'd be typically we send it through email, and you're able to have it. And I do see your Gmail here because we talked on the phone before. I see CurtisAustin083@gmail.com.
Right.
Is that still active? Would you be able to
open
up an agreement through there?
I don't want to make no agreements, not until I get my money or nothing.
So in order to get your money, we would have to have something to sell. You know, we would have to have something to buy from you.
Right. And then how long would that be?
Well, it would be, I mean, you're going to want to wait until the weather's warmer so you can move all your stuff out. So I'm going to put on the paperwork, I'll put I'll say 90 days, and that way no one's rushing to get anything out of the property. That way you can do it at your own pace. Does that make sense?
In some ways, and in other ways it doesn't, because what if I don't come up having my stuff out of there in 90 days? Anything can happen.
You're absolutely right, and I'm actually glad that you brought that up. If that is the case, then I'm going to be your guy. You're gonna call me up and let me know that you need some more time. And once I know that, I'll be able to get
stuff out there. We'll make it within the weeks of exchange with the money and the place. Hopefully that same day we can clear it all up. You just give me time to get my stuff out of there. And you mail me the stuff so I know that I have it when I get done. I'd rather do it like that.
I got you. So I would like to be able to present it to... I'm sorry, could you explain that one more time to me? I just want to make sure I'm understanding you right.
I would like to get everything straightened out, get everything out there that I need to get.
Mm-hmm.
Out of there. And then as soon as I do, I will call you.
Okay.
And I will have the deed ready for you. We can go to the courthouse together. And where we got to go and make an exchange, I give you my deed there in the courthouse, and you give me the money. We got to go there. Not unless you're going to have a lawyer yourself, exactly.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, and I'd like to make this work. This is definitely something that we can make work. It's just I want to make sure that we have everything in order.
Do you have a lawyer?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got lawyers.
I figure you should have a lawyer. Have him call, draw the contract up. When we get ready to meet, I sign it and I give you the deed and you give me the money. Be honest to it.
I got you. Well, we would need a contract before we even get to that point in order to get the funds to you.
Right. I will sign you just have the money with you. That's the day I will sign. I will have everything out and ready for you, and you take everything over that day. Just like it was with me when I bought this place, that same day. May 13th, I paid for this place.
Mm-hmm.
May 13th, I got the deed to this place. I got everything. I had it all ready.
Okay.
One day.
I got you. And I got you. So let me get my paperwork together. I understand what you're saying. You want the money, and you want it all to go down on the same day. You want it to be, you want to hand us the deed, and then you want your 35 for the property.
Right. And I don't want to have to pull my hair out wondering if I'm going to get the money or what's going to come up, how much longer is it going to be, and that'd be like it is with you. Well, he told me he's going to clean it out. Now he's calling me, telling me he's... I hadn't got around to, I don't want that, you know. I want to get the job done, and when I do, I call you, and I have you and me.
Okay, so your biggest concern is that you won't be able to move everything out of the property by the time you don't want to sign a contract today because you're worried that you won't have time to get everything out of your house.
I signed a contract to this one group.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that paid me June 1st. I went out there, worked myself to death, trying to get things done. But come June 1st, I didn't see no money. I didn't see nothing.
Mm.
So they never bothered me no more after that. Maybe three or four months later, they called me and asked me about selling it. I said, no, I decided to keep it. I'm going to let my brother have it. And I was going to let him have it. And then he ran into another deal, was a little bit better than what I was going to give him. But to admit that, because it had a house on it, was up and ready, it needs some work done to it. But it wasn't nothing like it double wide. The house that he bought was needing a roof.
So, Curtis, what if we were able to have a closing date that was flexible, that worked for you, that it allowed you to take all your property out of the house, and we were able to get an agreement together? That way you know exactly how much money you're going to be getting for it, and you're...
Well, I know exactly how much I'm going to be getting for it. $35,000, even it's not going to be nothing.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to drop a cent less.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pay for people crawling around looking at the house because I said there's no house there.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it as a building. I wouldn't care. You could tear it down. I don't care. Just got a brand new roof on $4,000 I put on myself. I didn't even finish putting the screws in all of it. It's surprising it hadn't blowed off. We've had some hard winds, but it's held in there. Like I told my wife, it's going to have to take a gust of wind 80 miles an hour to pull that stuff off with them screws like that. I didn't put the amount in that it called for. I spaced them out a little farther in a hurry. The weather was falling on me. It said, green sheet metal roof, and I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And that stuff is $4,000.
So, Curtis, would it make you more comfortable if we allowed you more than 90 days to get your property out of it?
I just want to make a change that same day when I'm done. And y'all, when I call you, you set up a time and place for me to meet you in Lexington or Universal, or bring your lawyers and whatever you want to bring with you. And we'll sign and make the exchange that day.
All right, Curtis. I'll talk to my partners about what you like to do, and I mean, hopefully we can come to some form of an agreement. I mean, I think the price is reasonable, and I think
I have come to a reasonable price on it, and I know I have because the county back 30 years ago offered me that for $35,000.
Mhm. All right, Curtis. Well, let me talk to my team, and I'll get back with you.
Let me tell you, I got to be truthful about it. I can't remember if it was 30 or 35. It's been years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you send me the stuff out. Have you sent it out? No?
Yeah, I got your address here for your house, and I also have your email address.
Right. The day I get done moving everything from out of my house and buildings, that evening I will give you a call, and I promise you that.
All right. You got my number.
Let you know.
Yes, sir.
You can give me your number again, but hold on.
All right. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Because I might want to call you before then. I don't know. I might have somebody hire somebody go in there and clean it out right away, and that way we get done with it. Why does it always happen to me? Every 1 minute, I'm doing my guess. just hold on. I saw that. Do y'all have snow? Do y'all have snow?
Yeah, it came down a bit.
Where are you at?
We're out in Ashland.
Where?
Ashland.
Ashland, Virginia?
Yeah, yes, sir. Probably like an hour or two from you.
Oh, really? Tennessee?
Yeah.
North Carolina?
No, Virginia.
Virginia?
Yeah, yeah. We're, I mean, I've been out to Lexington and the Buena Vista area quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, we're, go ahead.
Instead of over at the south.
I'm sorry, you cut out there. I didn't hear that last part.
You told me you studied at the Southern University.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Good old SBU.
That was a Tennessee call there.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee.
All right, Curtis, you want to take my number down?
Yeah, hold on. I'm waiting on my mail to come up. By the way, I stick it in my mail, and I won't lose it. Not until I find my pen. I couldn't find my pen. Okay. So I do it like this. Come on, Grandpa. Okay, give it to me.
All right, so my name's Keaton. It's K-E-A-T-O-N.
K-E-A. Oh,
T-O-N.
E-O-N.
Yeah, like Michael Keaton.
Yeah, okay, got it.
And then my number is going to be 804.
804.
552.
552
5 0 0
8 8
Yes, sir. There you go.
Okay. Let me call it back off to you.
Yeah, eight. Definitely look out for my number, and I'm going to talk with my team here. And I'd like to, because I understand your problem, you want to make sure that you have enough time to get all of your things out of your house,
right?
Prior to us buying the property from you,
right?
So I want to see if my team and I can put something together to where we can get a deal under contract and also give you all the time in the world that you need in order to get everything out of there that you'd like. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right, Curtis. I'll give you a call pretty either later this week or next week, all right?
Okay.
All right, Curtis. You take care, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.